Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we spend some more time at Black Walnut Brewery surrounded by many friends.
Yeah! Did they need this?
Many friends, Jim? Really?
Yes, I have many friends. I'm a popular guy. People like me.
Now, Jim.
Well, that guy over there, he's my friend, right? No. How about you, sir? Will you be my friend? I'll buy you beer. Okay, day three, Black Walnut Brewery. This has been a lot of fun. Have you guys had fun?
Man, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. It's been great.
So much fun that they keep coming back day after day, right?
I know. It's getting pretty ugly in here. There's a few of you that need to take showers. Man, I'm not going to say any names, but...
So once again, we want to thank Black Walnut Brewery in Leesburg, Virginia. Whenever you are in Leesburg, Virginia, please visit.
Whenever you're on Market Street, or what's the name of this?
King Street.
King Street. Whenever you're on King Street in Leesburg, please stop by the Black Walnut Brewery.
They have a beautiful new tasting room open in the front there. We're on the back patio, which is lovely, but there's a new tasting room that just opened.
Yeah, they probably have t-shirts, merchandise,
I think
mugs.
They do.
Yeah.
And there are many dogs around here, too.
Many, many dogs.
And
yes.
We think that's okay. They're not strays, right? They're just...
Yeah, they're just not loose dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is Rockin' the Suburbs. We are Rockin' the Suburbs of Leesburg, Virginia, or the suburb of... let me start that over. We are Rocking the Suburb of... That is Leesburg, Virginia.
That's right.
The suburb of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia.
Everything's a suburb.
Oh, man. You can tell the beer is taking a toll on me. So, and we have with us again... Lisa Saeed, local singer-songwriter and soon-to-be worldwide star.
Hold on a minute. Let's try that with your microphone on.
Oh, yeah.
Try with a microphone.
Try that again.
Hello,
Jasper,
everybody.
I would say you have one job, but it's not true. You have several jobs.
Yeah, yes.
We're here with Lisa Saeed, local singer-songwriter, soon-to-be international pop star.
Hello. Thank you for that introduction. For having
Lisa,
me.
Lisa, I got to ask you a question before we get started on this episode. Our jingle, did you hear it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
Did you notice one thing conspicuously missing from the jingle? It doesn't include the phone number. It's a jingle for the phone number, but it doesn't include the phone number. Right. I think you should do something about that. Just saying.
Yeah. If you're up for any
just
recording.
Saying, the next time you're in the studio, you got an extra few seconds.
So this I can do that.
Okay.
I can add a phone number.
Just the
like
phone number.
2555.
It's a jingle for a phone number that doesn't include the phone number.
Right.
I mean, I love the jingle.
Well, hang on. So this is the difference between a good songwriter like Lisa and somebody like me who writes the song.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, can I say, folks, can we have a round of applause for Jim Linehan right here? Because... You know, all the intros that we're reading and the promos that we read in the middle are written by us, meaning Jim writes them and I read them. So I think he deserves a round of applause for that.
Thank you. You're too kind.
He's my partner. I love him.
Oh, back at you, big guy. Okay. So what we're going to do for this episode, we're really going to involve the audience. We're here in front of a live audience, so we thought we'll get them going. We passed around questionnaires earlier and asked people four simple music questions, and then they... probably lied, but we hope they told the truth and they returned those to us, and we're gonna include them in this episode, right? Yes, right, he says. Okay, but first let's ask Lisa here to answer the four questions. Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's put her on the spot.
I was hoping I could just change my answers ever after everybody else, but
okay.
I'll do it now.
All right, here's the first question for Lisa. What is the first album you ever bought?
So I'm going to date myself with most of everything I'm going to say. First album, Footloose record.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for the boy. That is a good. That is a jam. That is a good one. All right. What's the first concert you ever went to?
With my family, I went to Donny and Marie Osmond.
Wow. The hits just keep
on
coming.
Donny fans out there.
Total 80s. Yeah.
All right. How was that show?
It was a lot of people screaming at Donnie. It was awkward, actually, to be so young. I was like 7, so it was...
A lot
it
of
was,
sequins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't that corny, but yeah, it was still corny.
Kevin Goff said purple, and I think that's probably a really good answer to how that concert was.
Question three, what song or artist would your friends be surprised to know that you like?
This is the hardest one for me. I think Neil Diamond, but I don't know if that's like, yeah, Neil Diamond.
You kind of keep that to yourself. That's sort of a...
Yeah, so, but then I'm telling everybody right now.
Yeah. That's the idea. You know, you've had a couple drinks, right? Okay. And what's the best album or song you've heard this year?
This is a hard one, too. Kendrick Lamar's Damn, I would definitely put in the top for me.
Somebody else had
yeah.
that.
So far.
I think you're not alone on that. Yeah, there's one, another one here at least. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
That's cool. And
thank you.
Darian.
Yeah, Darian, let's get him in here. Oh, is your mic on? Jasper,
hello.
Is he good? He can talk from right there. Darian, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank
so
you for
Darian
your guitar playing.
So Darian is, introduce Darian.
Yeah. Darian is?
He's my collaborator, and he's playing guitar with me today. And this is Darian Day.
Yes. Darian, first, that, yep, yeah. round of applause
absolutely.
For Darian.
Absolutely, he's great.
Yeah, absolutely, he's fantastic. That's a sweet guitar. What
thank
kind
you.
Of guitar is that? Tell us a little bit. I've been admiring that the whole time.
This is a Gibson Les Paul, affectionately known as a gold top because of the gold color. It's been one of the staples of rock and roll and or popular music, so I had to grab me one.
Yeah, it is nice. And you play it very well. The tone on that is fantastic.
Thank
that
you.
Yamaha amp. So, all right. First album you ever bought?
The first album I bought... with some fine begging on my part for my mom was a Johnny Cash compilation record. and I you know, this was the internet age, so Google was only a click away, so I was captivated by their aesthetic. They wore all black, they carried themselves and presented themselves in a cool, calm manner. And once I heard those the picking styles of Luther Perkins and the bass playing of Marshall Gant backing Johnny Cash, I was hooked.
Yeah, that's a beautiful choice, man.
I just have to...
God, I wish my first album was that cool.
Yeah. I also just have to interject here. We're asking about his first album, and he's referencing Google.
Talk about... Well, this next one he may date himself, too. So the first concert you ever went to?
Was this band All Time Low, which is a Maryland-based band who used to play locally in the Maryland area in the early mid-2000s.
Okay, right. He's definitely dating himself, folks. all right, I love this next one. What song or artist would your friends be surprised to know you like?
Weather Report.
Okay, Weather Report. So yes. Tell us, for those who don't know, a little bit about Weather, like jazz rock, essentially,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they fit into the category of fusion. I believe they were New York-based for the majority of their career, yeah. and their most infamous period featured Jaco Pastorius on bass. And again, once you hear that fretless jazz bass playing with Jaco Pastorius, how can you deny it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Birdland.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Birdland.
Right. Okay, so what's the best album or song you've heard this year?
Well, that one, I have to cheat. Let's say in the past 365 days, it's by an artist called Ty Segall. The record is Emotional Mugger. He is now an LA-based musician with a collective of other musicians. So check out Ty Segall, Emotional Mugger. It's a collection of very strange sounds, but set to what we could call classic rock sounds.
Right.
So it's something for everyone.
And he's put out three albums since that one came
exactly.
out, right?
Yeah. Exactly. His collective puts out multiple albums every single
it's
year.
It's amazing. Yeah. Very, very talented. Those are great answers.
Really?
Jim. He might have just shut down the whole competition. Thank you, Darian.
Thank you.
All right. So here's what we're going to do, people. We're going to take our little promo break. I know you want to stick around for that. We need to call Sam, intern Sam, up to the stage
That's
for
right.
this little stage play. And then we're going to do some audience answers to the questionnaire. Well, that'll be a lot of fun. And then Lisa's going to play a live song for us, right?
Can't wait.
All right.
Yeah. And maybe she'll play an encore.
All right. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, our intern, Sam Lisker, student at Ithaca College and savior of our website. Our website was periodically published until Sam came along, and now the episode pages are up the same day with accurate information.
I'm ready when you are, Sam.
All right. Dad, what are you doing in my room?
Tell me, where did you get this stuff?
What stuff?
Your mom found this on your phone.
Wait. I can explain. Janie and I, we were just, like, doing our homework, you know, and you won't ever turn on the air conditioning, so it was hot in my room, and sometimes these cell phone cameras just, like, take pictures on their own, you know, and...
What? No, I meant this. Rock in the Suburbs? A podcast about rock and roll?
Dad, geez, all the kids are doing it.
Oh, so that's where you got this stuff? From other kids? I see that you even subscribe to Rock in the Suburbs on iTunes, and rated the show 5 stars and wrote a review. Where did you learn this? From those kids? Well, where did you learn about rock in the suburbs?
From you, Dad. I learned it from watching you.
Rock in the Suburbs, bringing families together since 2017. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Federation for Awesome Podcasts, and this commercial station. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Woo!
That takes place at our house a lot, right, Katie?
Yeah.
That's about on, yeah. You write what you know. Truth.
That's right. No comment.
All right. So we have some questions. We have, responses from the audience to some of the questions that you heard earlier. And Patrick, do you have any good ones there? We can get people up here.
Yeah, I got a good one. Where's Gabe? Gabe, where are you?
Gabe, come on over.
Come here, Gabe. Come here.
Come on up. All right. Gabe, introduce yourself.
My name is Gabe Lax. I'm a Leesburg resident and very happy to be here as part of the Rock in the Suburbs podcast today.
We are happy to have you.
Thank you, Gabe.
So I think Patrick found something on your questionnaire that
I did. I found something very interesting. Now, first album, fantastic. The Beatles, Live at the Alamo, great. Best song of the or album of the year, Kendrick Lamar. So that was the other one we just heard. But the first concert you ever went to, Gabe, you must tell us more about this. Los Lobos and The Clash.
Yes. Yeah, it was 1984. I was 12 years old. My brother and I bought tickets at the Record Factory, which is now obviously a now deceased Northern California record chain. And we went to buy the tickets, and my brother said, is this general admission or the reserve seats? And the guy behind the counter goes, kill for your seats. And my brother was like, cool. He was 14 and I was 12. It was an amazing show. It was The Clash without Mick Jones, so there's a little bit of an asterisk. But
oh, you need to sit down now.
I buried the lead, admittedly, but it was amazing though. And Los Lobos, nobody had heard of. They were just coming out, and it was a fabulous show. It was amazing.
Cool. That sounds fun. All right. Yeah, thank great.
Thank you, Gabe. That was awesome, man.
Okay, Kevin. I just want to get this one little bit in here, Kevin. So, Kevin Spain,
ladies
everyone,
and gentlemen,
is making his way up.
He's from Nolens.
All right, we have with us Kevin Spain. Hello, Kevin.
How are you?
All right, so there's one thing that caught my attention here. First of all, first album you ever bought, I can tell from your shirt, it's ZZ Top, right?
Pretty good.
It was Fandango, baby.
Pretty good.
It was Fandango.
Pretty damn
half
good.
Live, half recorded. So, yeah, it was a fantastic album.
And the first concert you ever went to, you wrote down Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I did go see the Oak Ridge Boys. It was at a rodeo in Jackson, Tennessee, and they played. It wasn't something that, you know, I really wanted to admit.
This is a safe space.
Was the sign, the marquee, did it say, like, rodeo, Oak Ridge Boys, kind of like puppet show,
yes.
Spinal Tap?
Actually, oh, a rodeo, and then... Live Oak Ridge.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But here's the thing I really want to get to. Katie, get ready. Get ready. What artist would your friends be surprised to know that you like?
Gwen Stefani.
What? What the?
Yeah, I do. I like her. I like her. She's kind of freaky. I think that's why I like her. Yeah.
Hold on.
We didn't want to go to the first rock concert I went to or anything like that. You went straight to Gwen Stefani.
You said Oak Ridge Boys was the
first. Well, that was not a rock concert.
Oh, well, give me the first official rock concert then.
Okay, I went to see Rush, and that was on the Subdivisions tour, so yeah, it was good. So at least it was a rock band there. Yeah.
All right, you redeemed yourself. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, man. All right, we would be remiss without doing this. Nick Scalera, please come up, and we got to talk to him about a couple things here, folks. Because one of these I'm deeply in sympathy with. First album ever bought, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Sure, it's solid. Recent album, Sentimental Education by Luna. I believe that's their covers collection. Is that right?
Yes, they are the masters of covers.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of somewhat obscure songs from the Cure, Velvet Underground, so check it out.
Yeah, very cool. Nick is a big friend of the podcast. So I want to ask you this next one. There's two I want to ask you about, but here, what song, artist, would your friends be surprised to know you like? early Madonna.
Early Madonna.
By early Madonna there.
Borderline, you know, those early videos. Totally. I can't you, not jump around when those are yeah. in the cars.
Don't be afraid of the microphone, by the way.
It's a beautiful microphone. Thanks, yeah. guys.
Now, that all that stuff's good, but this one, there's got to be a great story behind this. The first concert you ever went to, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Yeah.
Come on,
okay.
What happened with that?
So, does that even qualify as a concert? I'm not sure. I think I was there. My uncle took me, and my uncle was a very cool, you know, 60s guy, introduced me to all kinds of great bands, but there was this movie, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. It was sort of a, almost like the Monkees, a fake band making a movie.
Yep. Eddie and the Cruisers, yeah.
Very similar to Eddie and Cruisers. I didn't see them, though, but that could have been my second concert. But it was a great experience because when your uncle takes you to a concert, it's a big deal. You know, so I have fond memories of it. But honestly, I don't think I could. Can anyone name a song by those guys? Did they make songs? Did they write them? I don't even know.
Heart All Over.
That sounds right.
Sure.
On the Dark Side, right?
On the Dark Side. That was it, yeah.
They had sort of a Springsteen imitation quality, right?
Yeah, I think that was part of the yes. appeal at the time. The boss all right. was huge.
All right, cool. Thank you Thanks. Very much.
Absolutely.
All right, this is great. Can we bring Terry Verge up to the stage?
Oh boy,
here
we go.
Makeshift
Terry.
Stage.
Putting the wives on the spot.
Okay, there's just this one that I really want to talk about here a little bit. This is great. This is really great. The first concert you ever went to was?
It was the Jacksons, the Victory Tour.
That's pretty
The
great.
Victory Tour of the Jacksons, 1984. And what's kind of cool about that was the first concert I went to, and what was cool is I got to go twice. Because we saw it at the Vet, which used to be the Veterans Stadium in Philly. And they didn't rip our tickets the first time. Sorry. So they took me back. So I got to see it twice for free.
Jealous.
Awesome.
But that was the Jacksons. That was Michael Jackson coming off of Thriller and all that stuff, right? And then reuniting with his brothers and playing this, and it was called the Victory Tour. So that must have just been insane.
It was amazing.
Did they do Michael Jackson solo stuff, or was it all just old Jackson stuff?
The old Jackson stuff. And then they had an album. I think they put an album out as well that they were touring on.
Wow. Cool. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Terry.
Got another good one?
Okay, Tom, is it Notar? Tom? Tom? Come here, man. We got to talk to you about this. Yeah, we got some things to say, right?
Yeah.
On the spot.
Hello. Welcome. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Tom Notar. I'm a Leo, and I'm a Little League All-Star.
Congratulations.
That makes it, so that's great because for the first album ever bought, Tom writes Santana, the one with the lion's face on it.
So my brother Joe joined the Columbia Record Club, and for a penny, he got 13 albums.
Oh, yeah.
And he sold us all his, I'm one of six kids, he sold us an index card for $1, and you got to pick an album. And I was like 10, and I picked that album because of the cover.
And so he actually bought it from your brother for $1. Making wow, that, a profit on the Columbia Record.
That's
album.
An
there's something so American.
That is an
that.
Amazing markup.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't even calculate that.
Yeah,
that's
the
so
percentage
high.
Is high.
Yeah.
So Modest Mouse, best album or song you've heard this year? Anything by them? I love that song or artist. Your friends would be surprised to know that you like David Gates from Bread.
I know it's embarrassing, yeah. But I think he's a good songwriter.
No,
and it's not like I turn the radio station to find them, but if I to hear something right. by Brett, I stop.
Not listening to the David Gates channel on XM.
No, not yet.
But here's where it gets good, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah. First concert you ever went to, Robert Palmer.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I went to my brother John went to Babson College in Boston, and I was 17 years old, and he invited me up to see him at school, and we smoked hash oil before the concert. We did. I hope my mother's not listening. Well, she's not listening. And it was a great concert. I mean, I saw him again 2 years later in Boston at the Orpheum Theater. He was amazing. And something else. Anyway, it was great. He was great. Robert Palmer was outstanding. You know, before he became really popular with the, right. you know, the girls behind him and all that, you know, he was in Power Station, I believe, for a
yeah,
while, too.
That's right. Yep. Oh, Blue-Eyed Soul Singer. Yeah. With a lot
yeah,
of talent.
He had sort of a little funkiness to him, right? Yep. That was yep. kind of cool.
Double
fun. Before.
Yeah. Double fun.
Double fun.
Yeah. All right.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
Tom, thank you very much for admitting that you like bread.
By the way, we as compensation for your embarrassment, you should get a Rock in the Suburbs sticker. Don't forget to get a sticker.
That's right.
Very valuable.
Compensation.
Right.
So you can be embarrassed. Wear the badge of embarrassment.
Where am I going here? Let's see. Oh, okay. Can we get Jasper on the mic real quick? Can you do this?
Let's get Jasper Colt on the mic.
Any problem? So
Jasper
is running,
ladies and gentlemen,
and doing many other things.
Taking pictures.
The main reason I wanted to bring Jasper up was really just for the first answer here about the first album you ever bought. Please tell the crowd what that is.
The Simpsons Sing the Blues.
Do you remember any of those blues?
No. No, not really at all, actually. Sorry.
So you don't play it much anymore?
No, not at all. No?
All right, this has been a fascinating conversation. Thank you, Jasper. Okay, you got any more?
Yeah, I do. Jane, please come up. We're going to talk to you about this. There's a couple things on here.
Okay.
That we got to talk about.
This is Jane. Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Jane.
Jane?
Last name, Jane?
Feller.
Thank you. Important because this goes on to the court record. It goes to the National Archives. There's all kinds
right.
of things where we have to get
this
that
all going on
yeah,
here.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah. So first album ever bought, Chicago 10. So getting late in the Chicago catalog there. It's pretty funny. I don't know if has anyone here ever seen a movie that Larry David made for HBO. John Hamm is in it also. There's a great joke in there about Chicago. Has anyone seen that movie? Okay, look it up on Netflix. It's really funny. It's called Erase All Memory or Delete. I'll look it up. But
I don't know.
There's a very funny Chicago joke in there.
I could see something about how lack of memory that might appeal to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What song or artist would your friends be surprised to know you like? I love this answer because Jill Soble and, Beethoven. So those two going right together. Yeah, but most interested in this. What's the best song or album you've heard this year? Deer Tick. They put out two records this year.
All I know is Dan told me to listen to them, and so now they're on my Spotify, and they keep coming up, and I really like them.
Yeah, quite an interesting band. Yeah,
is Dan? Is that like Siri?
Dan is my Siri because of you guys. So he gives me the information, and then I.
So we recommended Deer Tick, and then.
Yeah.
And then Dan listened to it and then told you to listen to it.
Right. That's how the world works.
I love that.
We are rocking the suburbs, changing people's musical lives.
Right? That's right.
All right.
Very beautiful. Thank you, Jane, very much.
Okay. I think I have one more here.
Yeah. I think I got a couple. I got two more here. So.
Okay. Then why don't you get
you
somebody
to,
else up
okay.
here?
Okay. Pete. Where are you, Pete? Pete. Is Pete gone? Pete.
Is this Pete? All right.
All right, Pete.
Just pretend if it's, you know,
yeah.
maybe a mix up or something
yeah.
like that. All right. Pete, what's your last name?
Bessa.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Are you familiar with our show?
Not until today.
Just kind of wandered in off the street. What are these people doing here, right?
Bill Horn.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bill.
There's a distinct Bill Horn influence at work here. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Yes. Okay.
First album ever bought? Boston. Gotta love that. First concert you ever went to, Kansas. Now, that must have been something, right? When was that?
These are all places I've been to, I guess. I don't know.
Everything's geographical.
Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
Kansas. I grew up in Connecticut. It was a great show. I don't... I'm not even sure. Actually, Up With People, I think, was the first concert I went to. But
before Kansas.
I,
that doesn't count.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong. It was Chicago.
So I'm interested in this one, Pete. What song or artist would your friends be surprised to know you like? Bonnie Raitt. Why would they be surprised by that?
I don't know. I just, you know, Led Zeppelin and The Who and, you know, hard rock were always my favorite bands. And then, you know, as I got older, I guess country and female artists I enjoyed. And most lately, Bonnie Raitt.
I think they would be surprised because it's not a place name.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason. Right. And Shovels and Rope for the album, the
yes.
best album you've heard this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Saw them on Wednesday here in Leesburg.
Fantastic.
Rock tally ho.
Wow.
Saw some tribute bands here locally at Tally Ho, but this was the first original band that I saw here. And I was down in Texas at near when South by Southwest was going on, and I had read about Shovels and Rope, and was just so impressed by what I read. And then when we went to the show, I dragged my wife along, who didn't really want to come, but I think she enjoyed it just as much as I did, and it was fantastic. Really enjoyed it.
Great. Thank you very much. Shovels and Rope. Cool. Yeah, cool band.
All right, I think I got one more here.
Yep.
Is there someone named Claudia? Claudia?
Ever bought or illegally downloaded.
Talk about dating yourself.
So you can see where this is going here. So Claudia, introduce yourself.
I'm Claudia Lemaitre. I grew up in Leesburg. I went to Tuscarora High School, which is the local high school. Now I go to James Madison University, so I'm loving it. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
Go Dudes.
And you're going to go back to school and tell everyone about this podcast.
I'm actually cutting out of work right now to be here, so.
And where do you work?
I will. Who's your boss? Yeah, so pretty interesting weekend it's been.
Okay, so a couple things on here. I'm going to start with, it intrigues me because I don't even know these bands. Yeah. So this is something. So what song or artist would friends be surprised to know you like? Let's get the crowd's reaction on this.
I love Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. Does anybody know them? Horizon is my favorite song by them, so definitely a good one to look up. Yeah, oh yeah. And then Lotus, I also love. I'm really into new electronic music, so they kind of started that for me, STS9, and so it's just been a long-time passion for me, that kind of music.
I assume everyone's surprised that she likes Pigeons Playing Ping Pong.
Are you just messing with us old people? Is that a real band?
Is that? Yeah, exactly. Okay, and tell us about the best album or song you've heard this year.
Okay, so back to the EDM thing. I really love Bass Nectar, who is like the god of EDM. And he's just really great at mixing in current songs into his own sound that he has. And he's just really original. And I really appreciate him for just being who he is as an artist.
I mean, who here doesn't love the new Bass Nectar, right?
Absolutely.
You're into it, right. Okay. But the reason... No, you're not done yet. The reason we really wanted to bring you up here is because we want you to talk about the first concert you ever went to.
Okay, I was 11 years old. I grew up in a neighborhood like right down the street from here, Exeter. And I have a group of girls who have been my best friends since I was a year old. And we were so excited because our first concert we all got to go to together was the Jonas Brothers. And honestly, it was the best time I ever had. I may or may not have cried. So I don't know. I don't know. It's up to you to decide. But I mean, it's embarrassing. I was 11 or 12. I really... And Joe Jonas and Nick Jonas are like the biggest heartthrobs ever for a 12-year-old, right? Like... Come on, how can you resist?
That was also my first concert. Yeah, it was. It was exciting. Yeah, no, I was like 45, so it was really weird. You know, it's really strange. Yeah. So, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, we got one more here we're going to talk to. You've heard his name mentioned already, Bill Horn, ladies and gentlemen. Bill, you got to come up here for a minute, man. Those dedicated listeners to our show remember that, Bill once took a trip down to Bonnaroo and came on our show and talked about that. Yeah.
Still alive.
Yeah, he made it with his family. Impeccable first album purchased, Abbey Road.
Abbey Road, it was a cassette.
Yeah. Still.
It was like whatever it was, 250 or whatever it was back then. We'd like the Beatles. We had some greatest hits albums. My parents weren't really into music, so we just had to like grab what we could. And that was my first thing. It was like I went to the store and I was 11. Yeah, I think 11. Oh, we're all 11, right? Didn't Claudia say 11?
Yeah. Yeah, that must be an age.
Got my cassette and put it into my cassette player and, you know.
Okay.
From there.
That was a lot of information on that purchase.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. We know Bill was at the LCD Sound System show with Jim. He's a fan of the XX. But this... is classic. Not one, not two, but three fantastic artists. The first concert you ever went to, folks, listen to this.
Hank.
The Jay Giles Band, Black Oak Arkansas, and Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
At the Lebanon Valley Speedway.
Lebanon Valley Speedway, 1976. I don't want to date myself, but it was 1976. Okay. Yeah. No, it was fantastic. I mean, there was a laser light show.
Of course there was.
There were plumes of smoke. Cigarette smoke, of course.
Yeah.
And it was, we drove out there. It was like 2 hours from my house, and I was with a bunch of people. And we got there, and I just can't remember much about it, actually, now that I think about it.
Except they were all playing,
and it was amazing. And they just had a concert, and they just had an album out, and it was, you know, Blue Oyster Cult. Come on.
What else do you need to know?
It was the Cult.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. That's rocking. Yes.
That's a pretty great first concert.
Do they still have concerts at the Speedway?
I don't know if the Lebanon Valley Speedway is still hosting shows, but maybe we'll do our next gig there.
All right.
Thank you, Bill Horn.
We've learned a lot about you people today.
Yeah, we really have. Thank you for sharing.
You're our kind of people.
Yes.
We like it. So, all right, let's get to the main event here.
The main event.
We're going to hear another song from Lisa Saeed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Lisa, what are your thoughts on those things we just heard? It's kind of mind-blowing in many ways, right?
Yes.
Anything stand out to you?
Everything. Yeah, I'm actually, can we talk about something?
Yeah.
What is the average age for the first concert?
That's a very good question. Yeah.
14?
14-ish? Okay. Something like that.
I guess.
Yeah.
11 or 14. Okay.
I went to Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show was my first show. Yeah, Foreigner also played. Lou Gramm.
All right.
I had a fever.
And what did you smoke?
No, that's out of line.
Okay. All right, let's hear Lisa. We want to hear.
Yeah, we really do. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Saeed, Darian, give a big round of applause to them.
We want to have our own little concert here. So, while she's getting set up to play another song for us, let's promote her website, lisasaeed.com. LISASAID.com is how you would spell that. And you can find information about her music and where you can buy it and listen to it and all that stuff there. So please do that. And she has a new EP out called Estranged, which is really good stuff.
Available on her site.
And I know you all are really interested in this. Another question for the crowd we forgot to put on the questionnaire. How often should you listen to Rock in the Suburbs?
Every day!
Thank you.
All right. Very good. You can find the show on iTunes, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. Also, please interact with us. We'd love to hear you answer these questions. Email us rock@suburbspod.com or call the Suburban Party Line
612-440-1984. Thank you.
1984, if you didn't hear that. And what else? We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thanks very much to our intern, Sam Lisker, for working a lot of that stuff for us today.
Thank you, Jasper Colt.
He also ran the Facebook Live. We were live. Yeah. People could actually see this happening all around the world, like in Hong Kong or places like that.
Yep.
And did I forget anything?
Thank you, Jasper Colt. I want to thank Andy for setting up, too. I think Andy's gone, but yeah, thank him very much for setting up. Dubuque. Yes, all right. The Ange has left the building. And, of course, thanks to Black Walnut Brewery for hosting us and providing this beautiful weather. When you're in Leesburg, there's only one place to get a beer, and that's Black Walnut Brewery.
That's what I've been told.
Yes.
Okay. All right, this is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. But before we leave, Lisa, what are we going to hear?
This song is called Some Dudes. You heard the recorded version, and this is just a modified version for playing for you all. And Darian Day is playing with me today. Some
text all the time. Some dudes, they just don't know why. Some dudes want everything. Some dudes say they can't feel a thing. Some dudes are making me blue. Some of them wanna give me shelter. Other dudes, they make me twist and shout. Some dudes wanna hold my hand. Some dudes wanna be my handyman. Those dudes, I wish I knew. Bring it all back home. Some dudes wanna get the kicks. Some dudes wanna ride it out on 66. Those dudes, I can relate to those dudes. But some dudes are very kind, and some will help you lose your mind. Some guys like all the young dudes. Some of them don't like my
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming out. And to Jim and Patrick for setting this up. And for Darian for playing with me. Gold top.
Somebody keep that dog quiet. He's been barking at inappropriate times.